Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Fricks on Saginaw Road, Midland. This is Northwood Football Weekly. I'm Travis McCurdy, joined by head coach Dusty Buehr. Dusty, what's the best thing that's happened to you this week?
Oh, hearing levitating right there was
Dua Lipa. She's on your playlist right now.
There you go. Best thing that's happened was inspired week of practice.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's a great answer, man. This is only like your fourth radio show, and you are just bringing the heat already.
Already.
Man. I mean, your fastball is still like at 100. You're still Verlander in 07.
I'm still here. I'm alive.
We're here at Fricks, as we are every week. I'd like to thank Fricks for all their support of the show. It's $5 burger night. Great deal. Burger and fries for $5. Lots of drink specials, of course, and everything. Fricks is a great place to be. We appreciate all their help. We're sitting on the couches here, for those of you who have been here. We're sitting by the old rug that's still here from the old days.
Quite the lounge.
It is. Yeah, we get to sit on the couches. It is one of the great features of doing the show here, sitting on the couches. After Coach Buehr, we'll have Stevie Douglas from the football team, who's the defending GMAC Defensive Player of the Week, and from Northwood Volleyball. They've got two home matches this week. They are taking on Thomas More and Cedarville on Saturday. We'll have Dave Shoemaker, the head volleyball coach at Northwood. Coach, 34-27 against an excellent Tiffin team, and you and I have talked this week. Now you've got a lot of well-meaning people telling you how great you played and how wonderful the effort is. But I also know all that matters is do you get a W or L next to your name is what you – so tell us about your thoughts about that game just in general.
It makes my blood pressure boil a little bit. I'm not going to lie. It is. It's just, you don't get a win for being close. And so I think one thing I told our guys is, like, they put themselves into a position to win that game, and we did not win that game. And don't let people pat you on the back and say, great job, because we haven't finished the job yet. So, and I don't want to take anything away. I thought our guys – did great, some really nice things. Game did a great job of clawing back, being down 15-0, taking the lead going into halftime, getting up by 9 into the third quarter. Stevie Douglas, the guy to my left, pick 6, kind of sparked some things there in the first half. But we still need to be better about staying disciplined throughout the game. And not so much, I think, people when we watch a football game talk about discipline is or being undisciplined with penalties and stuff like that. We only had a few of those. We've been pretty good on that each week. But it's making the disciplined decision to do your job. Do your 1/11th while you're out there. I still think we have a tendency to kind of falter from that and try to do other people's jobs or just not do our job well enough, especially when we get tired. We gotta make sure that we do a better job with our mental breaking point and not allow that to creep in with us. I do think each week we've steadily improved, but I think the guys are hungry for a win and they've been receptive to coaching and what we need to do to be better and what we need to do to change to get what they want, and that's to get a win. So I'm not big on moral victories. As you and I have talked, that's as Nick Saban says, a rat poison to people's brain. And I know people were pleased with the effort, and the scores against Tiffin haven't been close in recent years, and our guys are playing hard and they're competing. But, until we start competing for the full 60, doing what we're supposed to do, I'm not going to be happy.
Yeah, you mentioned Tiffin got off to a good start, 15-0. But then you guys put together a nice drive at the end of the first quarter. Kelbert kept off the drive with a 3-yard run. And I think what we saw in that game that we haven't seen this year was the running game really take a huge leap up. Cash Goldsworth had a great game. Mm-hmm. Talk about the running game and what that can mean for you guys going forward.
Yeah, we want to be able to run the ball, and we want to be efficient as an offense. And I thought that we did a nice job of being efficient at times in that game. There were also some times that I felt like we didn't do what we needed to do when we had the opportunity. There were opportunities for more explosive plays, I think, in the run game if we make a read here or there. But it was nice to get the run game going, get our tempo going a little bit. And I thought you started to see a semblance of what we're capable of offensively, what we see in the guys, and they're starting to see it in themselves, get a little confidence. I think that makes everyone around them defensively, special teams-wise, confident as well. Defense did a decent job of getting us the ball back when Tiffin went 4-minute offense, we had still had an opportunity. But we had a couple missed assignments offensively, too, in the pass game that cost us, I think, a couple drives. And we're still not good enough on third down. We need to be better there. And in order to be better on third down, we got to be getting into more pleasing third down situations. And we had six opportunities in third and 4-6, if I remember correctly, and we were really poor at converting those. So we need to be much better in that area.
Talk with Dustin Buehr here on Northwood Football Weekly, live from Frick's on ESPN 100.9 FM. Tiffin gets another score. It's 18-7. And then if we would have won the game, we would undeniably say this was the turning point in the game. Tiffin's 18-7. Tiffin's going in. The person sitting to your left on the couch here, sound like it's a psychiatric office, but really just sitting to your left on the couch here, makes a great read. I had a great angle from the press box. I saw the whole thing unfolding. And 100-yard interception return. And that completely changed the course of the game in general. Even though we didn't win, it did change the course of the game.
Yeah. Yeah, it was a huge spark that I think we needed at that time. They were driving the ball again on us. And obviously, Tiffin's got an explosive offense, and they do a nice job offensively. Steve was actually close on a couple others, too, that he got a hand on one on one of their – I believe it was the first quarter. I think he had gotten one that they were trying to take a deep shot. We had a couple others that we had missed opportunities, I thought, on a couple turnovers. Another one was in the red zone that they ended up getting points out of, that they fumbled the ball. But his pick six was huge. And then, you know, converting the extra point, then we get another stop on defense. And so there was the way we finished it. And if you look at how the game went, we wanted to improve in the middle eight, you know, the end of the last four and the first four. Last four of the first half, first four of the second half. And we won both of those situations. It was something we hadn't done up to that point. But I think it was the finishing point, the fourth quarter. You know, when we went up 9 and we had an opportunity to convert on a field goal, and we didn't make that field goal. The snap was off a little bit, so we didn't get the laces out where we wanted them. We didn't get a good shot on that one. And I think that hurt a little bit of the momentum too. So, like we keep talking about, we got to put together all three phases, parts of our team, which is, you know, the offense, defense, and special teams, and get them clicking on all cylinders at different times. And I thought our kickoff return unit did a great job of fielding some decent, some kicks that were squibs and giving us good field position. And we got to be able to convert more offensively out of those situations.
Your biggest fans are here.
There we go. I still have two, at least three.
Okay, do you want to say 2.5?
2.5.
You're going to give your wife a half?
Yeah.
Half a fan?
Yeah.
Okay, that's good. Yeah, so that interception turn, if Stevie's not there, interception, that pass gets through, touchdown, it's now 25-7. And we mentioned the other day, I think where people might be trying to tell you, oh, great job, is that we've seen that script before where it gets 25-7, and then it's 56-7. Mm-hmm. And instead, you guys dominate. You get 13 points in the last 4:33 of the half. You get two interceptions, get the stop on defense, two field goals, and then you get the touchdown early second half, and it's 27-18. And with 5 minutes to go in the first half, it looks like you're going to be down by 18 points, and instead you're up by 9. Like you mentioned, that's a tremendous job by your team bouncing back.
They're competing, and I think they're doing a good job of our guys are doing a great job of competing for 60 minutes. It's playing sound football, I should say, for 60 minutes that we need to make sure. And we talk about it at the end of the every Sunday. We go through, were we the tougher team? Were we the more fundamentally sound team? All those things, and ask the team to kind of grade themselves on that. And there can be games you win when you're maybe not really that whole time. You know, and then you want to run the ball, stop the run, win the kicking game. I just think at times we lose that being the most fundamentally sound team, and we need to stop that if we want to win tough games like that against opponents like Tiffin. I mean, that team has been the top two team in the conference for probably the last 6-7 years, correct? And we had an opportunity to go take one at home, and you know, maybe we won't surprise as many teams, but I have no problem with our guys competing and playing hard. It's about staying disciplined and doing your responsibility and your job, even when you're tired, even when things get tough. And finishing in that regard is what we need to do.
And I kind of feel like we kind of mentioned, you and I talked about this last week, Tiffin is kind of like the program you can aspire to, because when that 10, 15 years ago, Tiffin was not good.
I remember playing them when I was at Morehead State, when I was on staff down there, and where they are now compared to where they were then, you would have never guessed they would have got to this point.
Absolutely.
I've had a couple really – their coach down there does a really nice job, and the coach before him did a nice job building it up. And then, you know, their coach currently has got familiarity within the conference
right.
coming from Ohio Dominican. But he they do a nice job, and then they're athletic, and you can tell that they've built their program a little bit. And here's the deal is, like I told you a million times, I don't want to be our guys to be patient for success. I want them
right. –
you know, we need to – there's a lot of – there's a lot of football season left here that we can get this going in the right direction. Maybe as you look at how our season's gone from game one to game two to game three, maybe that's how you would guess, like the – I hear the change machine going. That must be my kids getting ready to play air hockey or something.
Do you hear your bank account going
downhill? Yeah, there's my bank account downhill. I lost my train of thought there. But I do think, like, you know, if you look at the natural progression of improvement – maybe that's what was needed next. I don't know. I'm not a believer necessarily in that.
Right.
It was a game that was winnable. I think our guys know now. They saw it, and I saw the look in their eyes in the locker room at halftime that they were feeling like, oh, we can do this. You know what I mean? And so then it's just about finishing.
And I think part of the reason that popped in my head too is because I think what we saw from them offensively is where we want to be in terms mm-hmm. of the tempo, the style. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of similarities there
yeah.
where you want to run things.
Pretty similar deal, you know. Definitely what we want to do, and I think it can be an equalizer for you where, you know, you might not get the cream of the crop all over the place in the recruiting, although we're going to work tirelessly to try to continue to get the right guys in the program. But, yes, I do think, like, what they do offensively, that's kind of what we aspire to be like. I think they're a little more efficient right now, obviously. But if we can continue to be working towards that efficiency and the confidence in the plan and executing the plan, you should see us continue to progress this season and be on the right side of some things.
Talking with Dustin Buehr here at Northmont Football Weekly on ESPN 100.9 FM. Saturday, Lake Erie comes to town, your third home game of the season already. And to be blunt, this is the first game I think you look at on paper and say, like, on paper, we should win this game, even though you hate to hear that you shouldn't win the other games and you hate to hear you should win this game, blah, blah, blah. But you look at it on paper, this is a game that the outsiders are going to look at and say, oh, Northwood should win that game. But I know you're going to tell me right now that does not change anything about how you approach this.
No, and I think the big thing is the approach you have to take to preparing. I thought this week's preparation was even better than last week. I think our guys have been learning how to prepare, the process of preparing to get what you want and winning. And I thought this week's preparation has been even better. Fact of the matter is they've gone on the road. They've won a game against a GLIAC team. They have gotten a win. And they are a very athletic bunch, and they do a lot of different things offensively and defensively to keep you not sleeping well during the week. You know what I mean? So they're gonna give you a present challenges in a lot of different ways and jump in and out of fronts. They're going to play a lot of single high man coverage stuff. So we need to be able to get guys loose and get open in that regard. We got to be able to run the ball because of that as well. And then offensively, they have a quarterback who's really athletic. The offense really, I mean, I know most offenses run through a quarterback, but they this one truly runs through the quarterback where they're going to rely on him running and throwing. They got a really dynamic slot receiver, too, as well, that they're going to try to move around and find ways to get him open as well. So it should be a heck of a challenge. I think the unfortunate thing is, you know, when you play at this level, there's not really gimmies. And, you know, where we're at as a program, we're just trying to go out and earn that first one. And I think the guys up till this point, and we'll see how we come out tomorrow morning for our Friday practice, come in and prepared for that, and hopefully that should be a step forward that we can feel really confident going into the game.
And you've said, now this is every single show you've said, every week, the buy-in, the progress, how you guys prepare has gotten better and better. Mm-hmm. So the fact that even coming off that game against Tiffin, which was so disappointing that we didn't quite pull it out, that's got to be very encouraging you to see it continue to be good.
Yeah, we had talked as coaches on Sunday, and we told the team this, that I thought every day is the most important day of your season, but I really thought how we were going to come out Tuesday and how we responded on Tuesday, that would tell me a lot about who we were as a program. And I think undoubtedly it was our best practice on a Tuesday that we've had yet this year. So that's really promising. You know, we have different guys stepping in and stepping up due to, you know, losing guys to injuries and nicks and bumps and bruises. But I'm really excited about the progress we're making as a program right now. If we can just stay consistent with this and consistent with it and continue that.
Well, I got to have a tough question to ask you to finish. How much money in dollars and quarters do you think the fam's going to go through tonight?
Well, hopefully, I hear my wife saying 20. I'm sure she's going to set a hard cap on the amount of money
spent. You have
spent
a salary
tonight.
Cap and you can't go over.
The boys have a cap, I'm sure, tonight. So between just arcade-type games, games, and that darn machine that everybody wins at except my 7-year-old for some reason. He lost 14 times last week his rubber ducks or whatever. Yeah. I would say 20 is a safe bet.
And that, I mean, that's very valuable. I mean, you might win, might take 7 tries, but you're going to get a rubber duck.
I mean, my 4-year-old wins every time. My 7-year-old was just dumping cash in there.
Have we done the preparation? Is the process still
I don't know if they've worked. That's a hard process. Now, I heard they were at a birthday party at a bowling alley. They came home with 2 big physio balls. Somehow he won in the claw machine there.
That's exactly what you guys need for the house, too.
Yeah, I think definitely that's been getting kicked off the wall. And, you know, we still have a room without any furniture, so that's turned into the gymnasium.
The random room?
Yeah, the random room. And I've just heard those balls getting kicked off the sliding doors and stuff. But as far as – I guess my wife prepared them by allowing them to practice the claw machine. We'll see how it goes here in a little bit.
We'll see how we execute when it comes to game time. Coach, thanks for joining us. Good luck Saturday.
Appreciate it. Thanks, Travis.
Looking forward to it. We'll take a break. We'll come back with Stevie Douglas. You're listening to Northwood Football Weekly live from Frick's.
My Michigan Health's WellSport program is specifically designed to assess and provide non-surgical treatment to patients of all ages suffering from strains, sprains, fractures, and joint pain. Treatments are designed to help patients maintain an active and healthy lifestyle. If surgery is required, WellSport can also help expedite the referral to an orthopedic or specialized surgeon. Whether it's pain originating from the knee, elbow, wrist, shoulder, ankle, or hip, WellSport can help. Learn more at mymichigan.org/WellSport.
This is Jim Mahoney with Link Technologies. If the information you are storing with Microsoft and Google is critical to the survival of your business, then you need to be proactive with your protection. Human error, malicious, and accidental deletions will happen. Cloud providers like Microsoft and Google do not back up your data, but prioritize access and availability. Contact Link Technologies today to see how we can help protect your data stored in the cloud.
Learn more at linkedtech.com. Linked Technologies, your technology link.
Welcome back to Northwood Football Weekly, live from Frick's on ESPN 100.9 FM. Our next guest is safety on the team. Get that little mic a little closer to your mouth there.
I got you.
Oh, there you go. That's good. Perfect. And he's also the reigning GMAC Defensive Player of the Week. And the most important question, I've seen it listed 2 different places. How would you like your first name to be referred to officially on the website and in stats?
I'd rather have it Stephen, Stephen.
Okay, I'll change it. Because the roster on Albion had you as Stephen.
Yeah, yes.
The roster that I got had you as Stevie, so I changed it from Stevie. And I've heard everybody refer to you as Stevie, but I want to get it live on the air, get it resolved. But I will go in and make all those changes.
I'm cool with all my nicknames and all that. But you know, official roster.
Officially, you're an adult. You want to be professional.
Government name. You know?
Yeah, exactly. My first question is, you're from Colorado, mm-hmm. Conifer, is that how you say it?
Yes, sir.
How did you end up going from Conifer, Colorado to Albion, Michigan to start?
So Coach Justin Sweeney here.
Yep.
He was at Albion previously.
Yep.
And he went to Central Michigan in college. My high school coach is from Michigan, actually, and they're roommates in college, and that's how I got hooked up
with Albion. I figured there must have been some sort of connection mm-hmm. there. That's very interesting. And then, obviously, you really enjoyed playing for that staff and stuff, so now you've ended up coming here. When you heard Coach B was coming here, did you know that you were hoping to come to follow him up here?
It was right after we got back from winter break,
yeah.
and we had a Zoom meeting, and none of us thought it was going to happen. It was just a normal, like, Zoom meeting yeah. type thing, and then he announced he was leaving, and I was going to plan on staying, but then Coach Sweeney came with him, and then I was like, okay, I need to hop on the portal and see if I can come with them.
And obviously, it's worked out really well. Obviously, you guys played a very high level at Albion last year and have had a lot of great years. Has the Division II versus Division III, that level Division III, obviously high-level Division III, how much of an adjustment has it been to get up to this good level?
I think the biggest adjustment from D3 to D2 is the size-wise of the linemen yep. and the tight ends-wise. The speed, it's been a little faster, but nothing that I haven't been like,
right.
oh my gosh, too, and stuff like that.
Yeah, that's kind of what I think that's the biggest difference going on up. It's mm-hmm. the size.
Yes.
There's really fast people at all three levels, mm-hmm. yeah. all the levels of football. But maybe at Texas and Oklahoma and them, they might have 6'4", 340 pound guys running the 4.5s and stuff. So, obviously playing for Sweeney so long and stuff, you must really enjoy and be very comfortable in your role mm-hmm. in that defense.
Yes, sir. So we're running the same defense as we did at Albion. There's yep. little tweaks here and there. He's always trying to find something to help our defense get better. But overall, the playbook, it's been really comfortable, like turnover for me coming from Albion to here. And I'm just really comfortable playing at a high level.
Well, let's talk. You've had the two longest plays of the year are both yours, I believe. You had the extra point mm-hmm. return for a two-point conversion, and that was about 100 yards. I think it was 97 or whatever it was. And then you had the 100-yard interception return. So have you had this many big plays in your career in the season thus far playing just on defensive side?
Defensive-wise, I had a pick six last year at Albion. It wasn't – I think it was like 64 or 65, so it definitely wasn't as long. Yep. I wasn't as tired after.
I was just going to say, I was the conditioning. That was the other – I mean, we're all in great shape, I know, but like 100-yard sprint. And it was way more than that because you had to wave around mm-hmm. and stuff, so – were you looking for the oxygen machine after that interception?
I felt like it, yeah. Coming from Colorado, I'm used to high altitude,
oh,
so I
yeah.
feel like I shouldn't get tired, but I was the most tired I've ever been after a play.
Well, and then I, not to discount your speed, but like I thought those guys had the angle on you, and mm-hmm. you out-angled them. First interception return for 100 yards at Northwood since 1987, 1,000 years before you were born. Second one in school history. I guess talk about the play and what you saw and how it unfolded.
So they were in a squeeze formation on the backside. We were running a cover four play. So I was just reading that number one's release, and he did what I wanted. The quarterback started rolling out. So our corner did a great job of splitting the zone. So I just came off and foxed the quarterback size and took advantage of it.
From our angle, you know, we're up here. You guys are down on the to our right. And I saw him roll, and I saw that guy start to break, and then I was like, if he throws that, it's going to get picked. Mm-hmm. And it was like slow motion, and then it was awesome yeah. play. Obviously.
I was a little surprised. Yeah. I was like, oh, he's actually going
to
do it.
Well, I mean, to be honest, that guy played a great game, but he had mm-hmm. like that five-minute stretch where he threw the pick right after that, too, mm-hmm. to the other safety or other
yeah, Cole Simpson.
Cole Simpson,
yeah.
yep.
Great interception by him,
yep,
too.
Yep. So overall, I got to feel like I think the defense has been solid. Getting better, improving. I mean, Tiffin is a incredible offense. They played well, but I think you guys overall got to feel pretty good about where your defense is yeah. right now.
I think the biggest thing that we need to work on is when offenses are hurrying up on us and we're getting tired out there, the tackling is taking a dip yeah. at times in the games, and I think then and there we have to lock in and just be like, we're not going to get any subs. We just have to tackle better and sync to the level of our training. So that's what we've been doing in practice as we getting tired before our team sessions and then working on that tackling form.
And obviously, coming from Colorado out to here, I guess your first year, how homesick did you get? Have you gotten over it? Do you still get homesick? Because that's a long way out there.
I probably at Albion, I got homesick the first semester because I also broke my foot, which was really hard.
Oh,
but
yeah, that does not help.
Other than that, like, I love football a lot. It's my whole life. So wherever football takes me, like, that's my home.
Right, right. And you get a little older, you get a little freedom. It's kind of nice.
Yes, sir.
Nothing against your family.
I'm sure
your
family, I love my parents.
Your family's great. Family's great. I'm sure. Lake Erie coming in this weekend. Coach mentioned they're very athletic. And for you specifically at that position, what kind of challenges do they provide?
Right now they got some great speed at the receiver position, number two. Their slot receiver is really good. He's their guy. Mostly runs through number zero, their quarterback, and number two, their receiver. Those two guys are their big weapons. So we're focused on shutting them down this week and just tackling well. I think that's what it comes down to.
I always end the interviews with the players the same way every time. Academically, what's your major? What do you hope to do when you're done with football, whenever that is?
I'm a sports management major, and I'm hoping to play at the next level, obviously. But whenever that ends, I'm planning on just coaching.
Okay.
Is what I would love to stay in.
Cool. I guess the other thing, too, is I was like, Coach B, what did those guys mean to you? Having played for them there and here, I guess, I mean, because obviously a lot of Albion guys came up, so you guys obviously love playing for Coach B and that staff.
Yeah, no, I love – he's helped me a lot, just not only grow on the field, but as a person in general. We have the Northwood Way. I don't know if he's talked about on here, but the first part of the Northwood Way is to be a better man, and that just has really helped me grow into, like, the person I am, and I'll continue growing, obviously, staying here with him.
I'm really looking forward, because we all know that the turnaround is – already underway,
yep.
But to see us get to that finish line, we know what's coming, and I think that hopefully that starts this Saturday against Lake Erie.
Yes, sir.
Stevie, on the website, you'll see him as Steven. Thanks for joining us. Great job, and good luck. Congrats on Player of the Week.
Thank you, sir.
And good luck this Saturday against Lake Erie.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
We'll take a break. We'll come back with Dave Shoemaker from the volleyball team. You're listening to Northwood Football Weekly live from Frick's on ESPN 100.9 FM. Welcome back to Northwood Football Weekly, live from Frick's on ESPN 100.9 FM. Our next guest is the head coach of the volleyball program. Off to a good start this season, Dave Shoemaker. Coach, how are you doing tonight?
Doing great. Thanks for having me.
You guys are 7-4 overall right now on the season, 2-1 in the GMAC. Just give us your overall thoughts on how the season has gone so far.
Yeah, preseason went really well. We felt really good. We had some good wins against some good programs. We started a little bit slow at home, but went 2-0 in our first weekend, and then had a really tough five-set match against Hillsdale last night and lost in five, but walking away feeling like we left some points out there that we could have had. So we're looking forward to the rematch in a couple of weeks.
And I think, like, having watched the program grow the last few years, I think that's the next step, because you've been very competitive. Played Ashton to a five-setter earlier this year. Ashton and Hillsdale are the two favorites in the two divisions in the GMAC this year. It's now we're competing with those teams, getting to five sets, very close matches. The next step is to win those kind of matches.
Exactly. Yeah. So we're now we match up physically with them, and now some of what we need to do is just gain the confidence that we can play at this level. And I think last night went a long way towards that, because I think we walked away going, okay, this was a game that we were in and we had opportunities to win if we would have taken advantage of them.
Yeah, and the another thing that night showed last night was you're down 0-2 and come back and force a fifth set. And that's part of going down 0-2 in that building against that team usually is, okay, we'll be here another 20 minutes, and then they'll beat us 25-10 in the third, and we'll go home. But you guys showed some real fight last night.
Yeah, it was really gratifying to see it. The team didn't roll over. They were pretty angry with how they'd played in the first two sets, and they expressed that in their timeouts and in the break between sets two and three. And we came out on fire. You know, oftentimes teams will let down, but Hillsdale's not a team that generally does that, so it felt pretty good.
And like you mentioned, even though you went 2-0 last week at home, I bet you might feel better about your team right now than you did after those last two games last week. Nothing against your opponents, but like you got two wins, but like the level of competition against Hillsdale is on a completely different level than it was against Lake Erie and Ursuline.
Yeah, I would say especially Ursuline. Lake Erie is a really interesting team because they came into that game 1-7, but that's probably the best 1-7 team I've ever seen. And they've got some injuries, and even though we were disappointed to have to go to five with them, that's a team that I could see, you know, easily going to four with, not just rolling them over in three sets kind of like we did with Ursuline. So
we're talking with Dave Shoemaker here on ESPN 100.9 FM.
I mean, your team, if you're going to talk about your team, you got to talk about your star player, Sidney Huisenfrans. Leads the league in points, kills, attack percentage. Last year, we tried to get her outside, decided to sell her in at middle, which is her natural position. And since she's done that, she's been incredible, and she's been incredible this year so far as well.
Yeah, she had a kind of a coming out party with when she moved to middle last year against Hillsdale, and she's been very close to setting lots of, you know, records almost every time she goes out. And so it's really unusual to have a middle hitter who is averaging over 3 kills per set. It's just really hard to get him that involved, and yet she has consistently, you know, gotten games where she's getting 4 and 5 kills per set, which was pretty phenomenal.
Yeah, and it also, it's changed the way you play too, because generally for the volleyball novices out there, a set to a middle is when things go perfectly. Perfect pass means set to the middle. But in this case, you're really teaching your setter, Renee Bryans, that it doesn't have to be perfect. We still need to get her the ball.
Yeah, yeah. In fact, we actually said if she's hitting at an attack percentage, it's kind of like a batting average, right? If her batting average is up towards 800, she's not getting set enough, and she's being used too conservatively, so we need to get her the ball more. Although I will say we can spread the ball out this year in a way that we haven't been able to in the past either, but yeah.
We're going to talk about some of those other players too. Renee Bryans was third-team All-Conference last year, sophomore. How have you seen her game evolve this year?
She really is growing up fast. It's been really fun to watch her develop. She's connecting better with Sydney. Last year, the connection was off and on, off and on. This year, it's much better. But not only that, she's able to run a faster set to the outside, and that came back and helped us a lot yesterday. For those of you who might not know volleyball, you know, the middle hitter, if she's successful, that gives you the opportunity to have single blocks on the outside. But if you set the ball too high in the air, that gives the defense time to adjust. Whereas if you've got, you know, big middle like Sydney Sweet or Sidney Huisenfrans coming in and you shoot the ball quickly to the outside, now you isolate your outside hitter against a single blocker. And that outside set being faster paced has been a really big step up in the last even week or so here for Renee. So it's been fun to watch her. She's currently second in the conference in assists per set. And so I'm looking at her. She will be in consideration for first team all conference this year, I think.
And you've got other players. Obviously, those two are the ones that got all conference honors last year. Battled some injuries in the preseason, but like your supporting cast along with those players, they're all starting to play better and better as the season goes on too.
Yeah, our three outsides. Kiana's the tallest of them, and we're still trying to find ways to get her involved in tighter situations. But she's a big banger on the right side and a big blocker, and she's done a great job. We have two kind of up and comers on the left side, and that's Olivia Ott and Caitlin Warrensice, and they are smaller but jumpy. And they're starting to really kind of get into a groove right now, especially with the faster sets to the outside. And then I'd be remiss because to not mention our fifth-year senior, Megan Ace, has been doing a great job, both leading on the court but even leading off the court. She is just a born leader, and she's really come into her own this year as a leader. And she switched positions, you know, partway through her career and became a libero late in her career. And she looks like she's been playing it her whole life, which is pretty cool.
Talk about Dave Shoemaker here on ESPN 100.9 FM. Two more home matches coming up this weekend. You got Thomas More, who you've already played earlier this year on Friday, and then Cedarville on Saturday. Talk about Thomas More and what you remember from that match.
Yeah, Thomas More they're a new Division II program, and so they're kind of trying to catch up with size. So they're a little bit undersized, but which makes them really scrappy on defense, and they just keep coming back at you. They recently played Cedarville to a fifth set, and so they're continuing to prove, and we can't take them lightly. We dropped one set to them, which probably was a little disappointing for us, but I'm looking forward to having them at our place and giving them a good Northwood welcome.
Welcome to the GMAC moment. Yeah. And then Cedarville's generally one of the better teams in the league, and they come in, they have a very good record this year. I believe they might be 8-3 right now, depending on what they did yesterday. But what can you tell us about Cedarville?
Yeah, Cedarville, they seem to have a pretty new lineup. So today is where I'm really starting to watch the video. So I've watched a few minutes of them. They're really well coached. They're always really scrappy on defense. They have some service. They serve very aggressively to try to keep you out of system, which is what most people are going to do because of Sidney Hasenfratz being, you know, one of the most dominant hitters. So you got to try to keep us from being able to use her. So a good aggressive serve is what I'm expecting from them. And then they just kind of try to outlast you in long rallies by playing great defense and then coming back and swinging it hard at you.
Well, Thomas Moore is tomorrow night at 7 o'clock and then Saturday at 5 o'clock against Cedarville. Should be a lot of fun. Coach, congrats on the good start and good luck for the rest of the season.
Thanks. Appreciate it, teammate.
We'll come back and wrap things up. You're listening to Northwood Football Weekly on ESPN 100.9 FM. Welcome back to the final segment of Northwood Football Weekly live on ESPN 100.9 FM. Northwood Athletics would like to thank My Michigan Health for sponsoring this year's Coaches Show. My Michigan Health is a nonprofit health system headquartered here in Midland and is affiliated with Michigan Medicine, the healthcare division of the University of Michigan. And we'd also like to thank Polecat, the golf course in Mount Pleasant. It's a championship-style 18-hole course. You can do much more than just having golf outings there. You can also have weddings, events, up to 300 people. Polecat.net for more information. Polecat, My Michigan Health, thank you for your support of Northwood Football Weekly. Saturday's game against Lake Erie is at 1 o'clock at Hant Stadium. If you can't make it out, just go to gonorthwood.com. All the links for the game are there, live stats, free video. Should be a great game on Saturday. Looking forward to it. Get the Timberwolves a win, their first win of the season. Saturday, 1 o'clock, Hant Stadium right here on campus. Come out and please support. In addition, volleyball home this weekend as well. Friday night, 7 o'clock against Thomas Moore. Saturday at 5 p.m. against Cedarville. Both matches should be fun. Dave Shoemaker's team off to a really good start this year. They're a lot of fun to watch. If you like volleyball, you will really enjoy watching Northwood Volleyball play this season. In addition, all of our other teams are on the road this weekend, so good luck to all the other athletes competing this weekend for the Timberwolves. I'd like to thank all of our guests for tonight's show. That's Dusty Buehr, Stevie Douglas, Dave Shoemaker, and all of you for listening as well. This is Travis McCurdy signing off. Have a great week, everybody.